Father Robert Cabrera was deep into the Eucharistic prayer when a loud banging noise cut through the quiet of the church, followed by a shrill scream. A shocked murmur spread among the congregants as their eyes found the team of heavily armed black-clad men filing into the church. The commandos moved with military precision, their features obscured by ski masks and their machine guns leveled. Boots echoed menacingly on the stone floor as they worked their way toward the altar like shadows come to life. Nothing he'd seen in his last 3 decades as a man of the cloth had prepared Cabrera for the surreal sight before him. Over the years, he'd witnessed some incredible horrors, but the invasion of his church by a paramilitary force wasn't one of them. Cabrera put down the chalice and signaled his terrified flock to remain calm. His faith was strong, but he knew God wouldn't intervene if these men decided to open fire. Who were these masked men? Were they hoping to burglarize the church? Thieves would be smart enough to avoid Sunday Mass and pick a day when fewer witnesses would be present. The timing of the assault had to be deliberate. Someone was planning to make a statement. A thick bead of perspiration rolled down Cabrera's face. He glanced up at the large cross behind him as if seeking a divine explanation for this affront against his congregation. The cross stood silhouetted against a skylight that offered a spectacular view of the shimmering desert landscape beyond. Tourists came from far away to attend Mass in the landmark chapel. Experiencing a sunset from inside the church, the huge cross, starkly outlined against fiery light, could have a powerful effect on both believers and non-believers alike. Unfortunately, the view provided little comfort during this moment of crisis. 3 armed men circled Father Cabrera, allowing a 4th man to step forward. The deferential treatment he received from the militia suggested that this was the group's leader. He was bigger than the others, about 6'3" and 260 pounds of granite muscle. He carried himself with the authority and confidence of a man who was aware of his power. The imposing masked figure addressed Cabrera in a surprisingly soft-spoken voice. "Take us to the back where your computer is located, Father." The addition of his title sounded more mocking than respectful. For a second, Father Cabrera stared at the mountain of a man with a dumbfounded expression. Was this what it was all about? What information contained in the church computer could motivate such a brazen assault? A loud barrage of gunfire aimed at the ceiling silenced his thoughts. Another panicked cry emanated from the room full of worshippers. The icy eyes peering from the shooter's ski mask suggested that it wouldn't take much for the man to point his automatic weapon at the crowd of parishioners. Without further thought, Cabrera's body jumped into motion. "Follow me." The leader and 2 other men fell in step and followed Cabrera to the back of the church. They passed through a wooden door and down a narrow corridor that led into the rectory, which was part office and part living area. It literally took Cabrera less than 2 minutes to get out of bed in the morning and make his way into the church. As soon as they stepped into the priest's small office, the leader pointed at the aging PC on its small desk. "What do you want?" Cabrera inquired in a surprisingly calm voice. He wasn't afraid for himself. He was only worried about the innocent souls under his protection.
"I'm looking for Nicole Robertson," the leader replied.
The request hit Cabrera with the force of a punch. He finally understood what these men were after. "I don't know who you're talking about," Cabrera lied. The leader nodded at one of his associates who uttered something into his headset mic. Gunfire from inside the church made the walls of the rectory vibrate. A feeling of dread coiled around Cabrera's throat, and he bristled with helpless rage. The big man confirmed what Cabrera already suspected.
"One of my soldiers just shot a member of your flock. Every time you lie to me, another innocent will perish."
Father Cabrera shook his head in dismay. "Please, don't."
"No one else will be hurt if you cooperate. It's completely up to you."